we will go to Madhuban Talban, Kumudban. And day after tomorrow, we have cancelled the program and we will go to Bhadravan Bhandirvan, Gokul Mahavan,
and
Mansarovar,
or
Madhuban,
Raval, Subramanagar.
And after that 2 and 3 days rest, Umalin, doing parinkrama, Nagar Sankirtan here. We will go to a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and Gopalji of Govardhan was on the top of hill, but he came down and he came to Mathura to give darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll go after one, later on. But tomorrow and day after tomorrow, we have program to go all the places. What to tell? Have you remembered the slok of Upadeshamrita, first slok? You can tell. Not like
that.
Anyone more? Among you? You? No, not this first slok one. Gudakesh Prabhu? What name? Gudakesh Prabhu?
Gopi
Janavalla Prabhu. Do you remember this slok? Bacho Vegam Manasa? We are not hearing. I told that you should remember. Have you remembered? Mani yaad kar liya? Huh? No.
Quiet in memory.
You? Anyone? This is slok? I told, but you had never did. Oh, so many? And you? Bacho Begum? Very good. I'm happy to hear. You should stand up and explain the first slok.
Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. One who can control the urges of the tongue, mind, anger, belly, genitals, he's qualified to make disciples all over the world. So ultimately, to be able to control the senses of the tongue, mind, belly, genital, urges of anger, then one has to be free from anattas, one has to be fixed in devotional service. Because without being fixed in devotional service, it is not possible to control the urges of the tongue, mind, belly, genitals. So, by the process, specifically process of kirtan, shravan kirtan, hearing and chanting, and chanting in a mood of prayer to the holy name, to be free from the anattas, which are within the heart, then by the mercy of the holy name, Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, then one can be able to ultimately control the urges of the tongue, mind, body, genitals. And Sabam Apiman Pritivim Sasisyat. Then one who is actually control the senses. Ultimately, to control the senses, one has to have frame. Because without love of God, then it is not ultimately possible to control. Example is there of Vishwamitra Muni, Surat Subhari Muni, great yogis, they perform great.
And also, the root of all good things, is mind. Mana eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshaye. Man is the cause of, mind is the cause of all the evils, and thus coming to this world and being opposite to Krishna and thus going to hell. So man is mana eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshaye. Also the cause of salvation is mind. We at first in mind do sankalpa and vikalpa, means
Accepting and rejecting
anything. First, this by mind, desires coming in our heart, in my mind, our mind. If mind is not good, impressed by all kinds of evils, then it will take us to hell. In bandhan, bandhan means birth and death rolling in this. So all the roots of all the evils, to have any desire, worldly desire, at the time of that you are desiring anything, you will have to go again to test all these things, what you have made up in your mind at the time of death. Like Bharat, he was the king of all whole world at that time. And in the age of 50,000 years, at that time he was young, quite young, at the age of 50,000 years age. He has so many sons, daughters and wives, but he was so much detached from that. He left his home, father, mother, wives and children, and went in deepest forest. And he began to do austerities or the aradhana of Bhagavan. Aradhana means, you know,
worship.
What do you mean by worship? Not worshipping like that. To chant, remember, and doing all things for bhakti, it is aradhana. He engaged himself in that. Chanting, remembering, and all other things, practicing bhakti yoga. At last, you know that history, that he was charmed by, attracted by any dear child. He was drowning in the river. His mother was dead. And he saw that the dear child was sinking and coming up. He became piteous to that. He at once ran and he took that dear child in his laps and he saved But he was so much charmed, always serving him by cow milks and others, like a mother. And gradually, his aradhana was lessening, bhakti yoga was lessening, and the attraction to the child was growing. Now he became some more aged, and he was running here and there, that deer. One day, a crowd of deers came, and he saw that they were all his sajatiya. Sajatiya means?
Same caste.
All deers. And he ran after them and mixed among them. And he became oversighted. He went running here and there. He was searching, weeping, where is my son, that deer? At the same time, death came. And he was thinking very deeply for that, regretting and weeping for that child. So when he was dead, then he became deer next birth. So we should not be attached so much like he was attached. He was a bhakti yogi, and he has come up to the stage of bhav, and that is why he only in three births he was again came in the same stage of bhakti, and he has got Vaikuntha. But we are not in that stage. So mind is the root of evils. If anyone mind, like Ajamil, at the time of death, he remembered for his child name was Narayan. The effect was that he galloped his death, and he was saved from death, dying. And he heard the dialogue between Yamadut and Vishnudut. Yamadut and Vishnudut, you are something. Understanding?
Messenger of Vishnu and messenger of Jiva.
And then he went to the Dwarka, took bath in Ganges. And he was now remembering always Narayan mantra. And after that, same messenger of Vishnu came, Narayan came, and they took him to the Vaikuntha. So you are seeing the effect of mind. One of Bharat, he came down, and for Ajamil, he went there. These were the effects of the minds. So if you will have so many requirements, first it will come in mind. And if it is fulfilled, then we will be attached in them. And if not fulfilled, then crow, anger will come. And it will destroy all. If you want to do bhajan, if you want to serve Krishna, if you want to serve Guru and Vaishnava, first try to control this mind. We can control easily our foods, what we eat. We can check ourselves, taking eggs, meat, and so many things we can control. But it is very hard to control mind. In Gita it has been told that vayu revasa duskaram. I think that you have all read Gita. So it has been told. Mind is more powerful than wind. Can you conquer wind? Here wind means what? You should understand. You should try to do like this. Man, kya?
Lock your nose.
Lock your nose and also lock your mouth. And give some cotton in your this. Tightly. For 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And see, you will at once die. So it is very hard to control this by wind. And mind is more powerful than, mind is more powerful than wind. Anyone can, yogi can conquer wind. They will say it like this. No? They will say it like this. They will do like this. One hundred years, 200 years, 5,000 years they can do. They will not die. This is called rochak, rechak, purak, all these things. This is called yog. Patanjal yog. By this anyone can control their this air coming. And they will sit like this. 1,000 years. A yogi, he sat on his yog when Mahabharata was going on. He saw that in Kurukshetra the battle was going on. And he sat on in Himalayas for 5,000 years controlling his this wind. Or after 5,000 years, when he awoke and saw, he asked, what became of the battle of Mahabharata? I saw that they were fighting. But now, then to whom he told, he replied, oh, it has gone 5,000 years. So a yogi can control. Who is yogi? Like Sauvari Rishi. In Vrindavan he was like this, controlling his all these things. He used to stand up in the Jamuna water, whether in summer, whether in winter or anything, quite naked, always controlling mind and seeing Paramatma here, realizing. But yet he could not control his mind, you know. He saw two fishes, they were playing, and then he was inspired by this, that I should marry. And he went to Mandhata Rishi and ordered that I want to marry your 50 daughters. He said that I cannot do, because tomorrow I have managed for a Swayambar. Swayambar means? So many kings, son, Rajkumar. What is?
Princess
will come. You should come in that assembly. And if my daughter are ready to marry you, they will give garland in your neck. I cannot do. They are free to do, to select any husband. India, it was at first like this. Then he, hearing this, he became so happy and he was smiling and hans raha tha khub jor se, laughing so much. Oh, you are cheating me. I know you. You are saying that I am very old, I am black
and ugly.
Your daughters will not take me as husband. So you are telling them, oh, I want to see them at once. Take me to your palace. I want to meet them. Well, yeah, you can go. Come on with me. And he took them. And he became very beautiful, more than lakhs and lakhs princes. So beautiful. At the age of 16 he became. So lovely, attracting face and everybody. He told that, I will come tomorrow and you can give me garland or not, it depends on you, but I am now going. The all daughters of king were telling, no, just now we want to marry you. Because they were all attracted. At once they gave garland in his neck and consent that we want to marry at once, no delay of 1 minute. King was so much astonished. Then I want that you should be married with one daughter at the same time all. Understood what I told? In the same time, each girl will marry you separate. If he can be divided into 50 parts and he will be 50 sovereign, then it can be given. So at once, in the same time, in the evening, he became 50 sovereign rishi. So beautiful. He made by his the effect of the tapasya that 50 Raj palace were there. More beautiful than Indrabhavan. Indrabhavan, you know, like more than Swarga. And all kinds of materials were there for enjoyment. At once, Mary was done, he became 50 sovereign. And he took each in separate Raj palace. And he enjoyed them 10,000 years. 10,000 years he was in Jamuna, in his austerity, and now he 10,000 years with all his wives. After one day, in the evening, any of his wife told that now it is evening, you should do your anik, you know, like we do three times in a day,
chanting Gayatri.
Gayatri mantra and all other mantras. Oh, now it is evening, night. Oh, I have lost my 10,000 nights, years, nights. In my yoga bhyas, and 10,000 years with all these ladies and sons and sons and sons and sons, sons, like so many sons, nephews and nephews, sons, like this. I never thought that it is night. Certainly it is, today is night. I have lost my old days, my age and my all austerities. Now I should walk. I have done so many offenses in the lotus feet of Garuda. I have done so many offenses. And I was thinking that I am the most supreme person. I can do anything. But now I am so sorry for this. I have lost my time. Now I said, go and take the shelter of any good Vaishnava and Guru, then I can cross all these things, and then I can control my mind. And then, anything. I want to now go to any Vaishnava. Then he left all these things, his wives and children and all his things, and went to a very qualified guru, Vaishnava, took initiation, and he sat in Vrindavan anywhere, unseen, unknown by anyone, living all the yogas, trying to control Maya, and try to control air and mind everything. Now he came in the right position. And very few times, very soon, he became Vaishnava, and he crossed the birth and death and went to Vaikuntha. So mind is so mighty that even we can control wind, this, but we cannot control this mind. So how to control? It will not be controlled by any practice of yours, not by any yoga, not by austerity, not by fasting. You can do 1 day, 2 days, 3 days fast. And after that, with full power, again you will take all these things. So we should not try to control mind like this. You should try to go to any bona fide guru, Vaishnava, who has controlled all these things, who can see all the ladies like mother, daughter and sister. No, what?
Lust
at all. Everything has gone, he has given in the lotus feet of Krishna. He will tell that you should try to serve Krishna, and at first you should serve your Gurudev, then Vaishnavas, and they will give you Krishna prem, the service of Krishna. You cannot control your mind by another means. You can control only by the means of chanting Harina. Mere chanting of Harina we will not do unless you are under any supervision of any good Vaishnava. Mere chanting will not do. I think that so many persons are chanting, remembering, doing bhakti. But they are free. If you will give your freeness, and you will come in the guidance of any good Vaishnava, then you